I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. An upcoming lawsuit is set to determine whether Connecticut should provide all students with access to preschool. The Connecticut Coalition for Justice and Education Funding has sued the state, claiming that Connecticut's funding system is unbalanced and has deepened the divide between the haves and the have-nots. One of the coalition's arguments is that preschool should be available to all children. In October, a judge allowed this idea to be on the table when the case goes to trial. This was a pretty big deal for the coalition because the state's constitution only guarantees an elementary and secondary education.
Study after study has shown that if a child is unprepared by the time they enter kindergarten, it's sort of a predictor of failure or lack of meeting potential.
That's Jim Finley, a policy advisor for the coalition. The governor and the legislature have supported the idea of universal preschool, but implementation has been slow due to budget problems at the state.
And we think that if we're successful in this lawsuit, that many of the folks in the legislature and perhaps some in the executive branch will be silently cheering for that because it will enable them to make the funding decisions that they haven't been able to make in the political environment.
While Governor Daniel Malloy has championed preschool, the state's attorney general has argued that it's not a constitutional right. In 2005, Malloy was a founding member of the coalition his administration's now fighting against. Malloy has said this issue shouldn't be decided by a court, and he points to the state's efforts to add money for more preschool programs as evidence that the state is going in the right direction. Preschool access in Connecticut is mixed, with kids in poor cities much less likely to go to preschool than kids in wealthy towns. The trial begins on January 12th. David DeRoche, WNPR News.